I'm good, yeah. Looking forward to getting back into the football now, but keeping well. Just saying there, my first day back in the office today, so a bit of a shock to the system, but no, delighted to be back playing and training, and looking forward to the championship now this weekend.
I'd say there must have been some point during the whole pandemic that you thought that you might not play any football this year.
Yeah, at one point I'd kind of written it off. I never stopped training. I always kind of kept running, but I suppose that was, we were all doing that for our sanity. But there was definitely a stage now at the peak of it where it looked impossible that we'd get out. I remember having a call with Paul Dunne, our manager, and he was saying, like, I can't see this now. I was holding out some hope, all right, you know. It's funny how things change. I was always hopeful that, you know, if the country got through the worst of it, that it would, you know, people would very quickly get back into normal habits, and people would want games and want football and hurling to be back on. Such a release for people, spectators and players, like, that there was always going to be the will there. Once it was possible from a health perspective.
And I'd imagine now you're all buzzing and raring to go now ahead of this weekend.
Oh, it's brilliant! Like, honestly, the first training back, you know, there was certainly no text coming in about fellas who couldn't make it. Like, everyone's just delighted to be there. You know, and I don't think anyone's taken for granted either. You see people, everyone's out early for training, and you know, the weather's been reasonably good, like, and there's a great feel good factor. And I've heard, you know, I've read the reports from around the country, like, there's kind of record numbers fellas going back playing junior, and it's brilliant, like.
I suppose there's always that concern in the back of your head as well that the coronavirus could strike back up and it could end the season prematurely, but we'll all be hoping that's not the case.
Yeah, you know, last week especially, I think, you know, as the numbers kind of rolled slightly last week, you could almost sense it was the first time in a few weeks where people kind of said, hang on a minute here, like, we need to realize that we can't take this for granted, and you know, hopefully players were not powerless in it either. Like, it's up to us, but I'd like to think that players around the country, like, we're all delighted to be back, but we can have a say whether the thing goes ahead. Like, if, you know, we avoid, if we do the things that we're being told to do, you know, obviously it's a bit of a sacrifice for us. Okay, you can't go to a pub for a meal, maybe the championship, because you're putting yourself in extra risk, but I won't be anyway. So I don't want to risk the chance to get to play. Like, it's been massive since we got back. It's made a huge difference, even to, I think, everyone's kind of mental health. Just being able to go back onto a pitch and everything's brilliant. So yeah, praying nothing changes on the health front.
Fingers crossed. Anyway, Valley Rovers now Friday night as you open the defence of your club. First off, group stage format this year. What are your thoughts on that? I'd imagine you're happy with that. I'd imagine you.
Yeah, it's great. Even, you know, the guarantee of 3 games in 6 weeks, it's not something we've had, or any club has had. I think it allows you prepare differently. Like, you know, you're going to need a certain amount of players. It's not just a one-off. I think clubs were, by and large, it's going to put a strain on dual clubs, obviously. But you know, clubs were, by and large, happy to hear that the group was going ahead. You know, after such a long time without being able to train, everyone knowing that they're, and with no league either. You know, everyone knowing that at least they're getting 3 championship games is brilliant.
In your group as well, it's a tricky one. Some city derbies with Bishopstown and Douglas, so I suppose there are no easy games, but it's a pretty tricky group that you have.
It is, yeah, like those city games always, you know, there's a chance that they take on a life of their own. You know, all the players know each other, and you know, the big rivalries. And then Valley Rovers, you know, in the last few years, like, every time we played Valley Rovers, and particularly in the league, we used to, we, you know, they had a bit of a hoodoo over us there for winning the league. We couldn't get over them. And then the two city games, as I was saying, you know, we know Douglas unbelievably well, and Bishopstown as well. So yeah, tough group.
Yeah, certainly is. What are you expecting from Valleys now this week? You beat them last year, so obviously they're probably going to be gunning for revenge this time around.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know, probably similar throughout the year. So I suppose when you win a county, to an extent, you have a target on your back, where everyone is, probably that extra bit focused to play. And I don't think, Valleys will probably be no different. They'll have a plan for us. And we have to account for that. Like, and it's not something we've probably done well when trying to, we haven't been able to retain a county title, and that's obviously our aim. And I've no doubt Valleys are going to bring a huge challenge. They're a strong physical side with some really good forwards. So yeah, definitely, we can kind of have our eyes firmly on that one game now for weeks.
And obviously you're well used to playing in front of crowds for championship games, and under normal circumstances there'd be a huge crowd for this game, but Friday's game is going to be essentially played behind closed doors. Is that going to be kind of a weird experience for you and the squad on Friday?
To be honest, I don't think it is. I think, it's obviously it's a pity for people that they can't go, but I think the most important thing is that, these games can go ahead. So everything, while people might be disappointed, like, the bigger picture is, we're back playing and we thought we never would be. So as players, like, to be honest, the difference in crowd, it'd be different now if we were used to playing in front of 10,000, but it's probably going to be the difference of a few hundred. It won't make too much of a difference to players. I think we've been playing challenge games the last couple of weeks, and essentially, it'll be similar to that.
Perfect stuff, Mayor. Thanks man,
Obviously,
for
just
talking to us.
with the championship, guys.
Yeah.
No bother.
And best luck Friday in the French Championship, Michael, right?
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, buddy. Jackson. Good luck. Bye bye bye.
Bye. Bye.